You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fin Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here tonight. It's Thursday and we're back here on the air. We're Facebook Live. So if you'd like to join us, I've got a little bit of different setup and hopefully it's going to be a better setup, Jim, than we've had in the past. I'll be able to see the names as you join us Facebook Live and say hello to you. So, and then of course, thank you listeners for joining us on the air tonight. You know, Jim, we've had some challenging days lately.
A lot of people have, and yes, that includes us.
But we had a really great opportunity with Hayward Fowler, and Fun Channel America called us and interviewed us, and that's going to be coming up on the air over the weekend, did he say?
Yeah, yes, and I enjoyed, you know, speaking with Hayward and talking about a very important topic. You know, we discussed this whole pandemic last week on Fit Talk. And that was our topic also with Hayward. And, you know, like we said before, not doctors. We're just sharing our story,
right,
our experience. Here's what happened to us. And, you know, that's all we can do. But it, just keep in mind, it's a very serious topic.
It is a serious topic. And, of course, we've got a praise report today because my 82-year-old mother is coming home tomorrow. So
She's been in the hospital with COVID-19.
Right. Lori, hello, Lori. Thank you for joining us Facebook Live here today. But, yeah, we're excited about that. She's coming home and not without her issues, but, you know, the doctor said she was doing exceptionally well for an 82-year-old COVID patient.
I guess at 82, a lot of people got some issues.
Absolutely.
So, I do at 58.
I do it at 62. So anyway, but had a great event Tuesday at Crunch Fitness. They had their grand opening and ribbon cutting, and I was there, and they had a lot of vendors there. They gave a lot of neat things, and the Hooter Girls were there. So that was a pretty fun event.
I saw several of the videos you posted. I hate that I couldn't go, but, you know, I was working in my other job. But I did watch the videos, and it looked like y'all were having a big time.
They were. They had a big time there. And then last Saturday, we had our Fit Talk photo shoot, and it was awesome. I wasn't there, but Vanessa Everett, thanks to her, she jumped in there with me because that's when we were getting mother in the hospital. So
our photographer, Dwayne
right,
Culpepper.
And Dwayne Culpepper with DC Photos. Melba, hello. How are you? Thank you for joining us Facebook Live today on Fit Talk Radio. So, you know, we that's going good, and we've got another photo shoot coming up in Tifton Sunday. And then we'll have a photo shoot in North Georgia and then one in Florida, Jim. And then we'll
be ready to put this calendar together.
Then we'll be ready to put it together with all these great bodies and these great people from ages 18 to 77. So that's exciting. Amy Sutter, Sutter Girl, Miss Mojo Devation is going to be calling in here shortly because early in the show, our topic today is
intermittent fasting.
It's the craze right now. It's just everybody is talking about it. And our guest speakers tonight, they're going to be calling in from Dalton, Wendy and Kevin Curtis. Of course, they were on with us August the 5th when we had our live announcement of who had won to be on our Fit Talk calendar. And she didn't get finished with her story. We just ran out of time.
Yeah,
so,
well, we had a lot to do in that show.
We did.
We announced all the winners of the calendar contest.
And we had them on. So yeah. Kevin and Wendy are going to be on tonight. And of course, that's how they lost their weight. They lost 340 pounds
as a family, right.
Four of them. So that's exciting. And so that's what we're going to talk a little bit about intermittent fasting before they call tonight. And she's going to finish their story. And of course, Kevin and their son, I forgot his name. Colby. Are going to be on our Fit Talk calendar. So we're excited about that. But, and of course, Amy Sutter's going to call in, Sutter Girl's going to call in and kind of, you know, weigh in on this intermittent fasting thing here in just a few minutes.
Looking forward to that. She always has some words of wisdom for us.
Well, you know, we hadn't been on the air until last week because we had COVID and we were out off of the air for a couple of weeks. But so, and of course, coming up this month, the inaugural show for Steve and Rachel Payne, the MPC Southern Muscle Showdown in Dalton, Georgia. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll be there.
I'm looking forward to that, and I know that the Paynes have really been working hard for a long time.
They
did not procrastinate. They got to work on this, started promoting it, and just rounding up all the good people, the good team that they needed to put this show on, and I'm looking forward to it.
We are definitely looking forward to it. So that is September the 25th. Up in Dalton, Georgia, the Southern Muscle Showdown. It's their first show, so congratulations to them. Charles Clark, how are you today? Glad to have you here on Facebook Live joining us today. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be right back. And hopefully by that time, Amy Sutter will be on the phone, and she can check in with us on this intermediate fasting. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscapes and work towards achieving your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. Hello, Brock Man. How are you? Glad to have you on
Hello, my friend. On
Facebook Live. Patricia, good to see you. Thank you for joining us today on Facebook Live here. Well, Jim, you know, intermediate fasting is just the craze. You know, they say it's become a health trend. I mean, so many people, you know, this is how the Curtises lost 340 pounds. You know, that's pretty impressive.
Right. It's one of the world's most popular health and fitness trends right now.
There's several different ways I learned that you could do it. And, you know, that's kind of interesting because I think that gives people choices, you know. And I found six popular ways to do intermediate fasting.
Okay, and I am just glad that it's also known as IF, because intermittent fasting is a mouthful.
It sure is, and I probably don't even say it right. So IF.
I think you said intermediate, but it's intermittent.
Intermittent fasting. I did say intermediate.
But hey, so. I can say IF real easy.
Yeah, IF fasting or IF.
And if you're not familiar with it at all, It's a pattern that cycles between periods of fasting and eating. Fasting and eating.
Okay, I believe Sutter Girl
might be Sutter Girl.
The line, maybe.
You got it.
Hey, Sutter Girl.
Oh, there you are. Hi, girl. Long time no talk.
Long time no talk. Y'all doing all right? You all back in what we need you to be?
We're there. Yeah, I mean, we don't have COVID anymore, but Mother is coming home from the hospital tomorrow, so that's exciting. So praise God for that. But we are up and going now for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Is that right, Jim?
All right. Well, that's all I need to know, so I'm going to go now.
No, don't go. Don't go. Well, tell us what you know about this intermittent fasting.
Oh, Lord. You know, I get this question all the time, and so I've dabbled into it a little bit. But here's my take on any program, because let's be real. You got paleo. You got keto. Mm-hmm. You got this now intermittent fasting. Mediterranean,
right?
And here's what I'd say to anybody. Try them all. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
Right.
Because guess what? Your body's going to react differently than everybody else's. So you need to, maybe get a feeler out there for what has benefited other people or what their take is on it, what it's supposed to do for you, right? Educate yourself. But,
our guest tonight, the Curtises from Dalton, Georgia, they lost 340 pounds on intermittent fasting.
Well, there you go. It worked for them.
Four of them in the family.
Yeah, and that's awesome. So it worked for them. I would encourage people to try it and see how it works for them. But the downside of what it could potentially do is slow your metabolism down. So if you're not eating and fueling your body every 2 to 2.5 hours, then you're not making your body the most fuel efficient burning that fuel and getting ready for the next to keep burning through it as opposed to storing it.
Right.
And with some people, their body may be, they might go in that little starvation mode and be like, hey, I don't even know when you're going to feed me again, so I'm going to store everything as fat because that's how the body protects itself.
Right.
So, does everybody react to it that way? Obviously not. So that's what I say to people. Give it a whirl. See how it works for you. Maybe sometimes you just need to give your system a little bit of a shock so it's,
something
new, and then we'll...
Amy, I kind of liked it a little bit what I read, because there's several different ways you can do it. Like the paleo diet is just the paleo diet. The Mediterranean diet is just, but this, you can do it several different ways, right, Jim?
I mean, different methods.
Different methods of doing it.
Yeah, there's different segments of time that you're fasting.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. So that was kind of interesting.
But we all fast.
At night when we sleep.
Go to bed.
Yeah, when we sleep.
It's called breakfast. Break the fast in the morning. Why, that's the most important meal of the day, too, right?
Right.
So I love breakfast.
Me and Jim love it.
I'll tell you the truth.
Oh, me too,
I'll tell you the truth. During my waking hours, I typically don't like to fast for more than about 3 hours at a time, and then I'm ready to eat again.
And that is true. But he eats lean and clean.
But I'll tell you, after researching this a little bit and seeing what some of the advantages are for a lot of people, I might give it a try. Like you say, just, give it a try. It'll either work for me or it won't. But
Tell them what you found was so interesting.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that really caught my eye, some studies suggest that IF may 5 times what you're... Five times.
Behind why it would do that? What would cause that to happen? Or do I just need to go research it more myself?
Jim, we got some information here.
I don't know the exact reason for that, but it did say that, a lot of the results that I found, it said it may do this and it may do that, because it said most of the studies that have been done on IF have been either small sample studies or they've been done on animals such as lab mice and such. So, they're careful to say you may have these results. It may do this for your body. It may do this. So, the studies are apparently limited. And I was telling Maria on the way down here, it's not that this hasn't been around, but I think right now it's just, the flavor of the month for a while now. It's a popular trend again. So maybe even though it's been around for a while, just no one bothered to do an in-depth, real big study on it.
Well, our guest, Wendy Curtis, says, because you're not having to digest food all the time. But, of course, she'll be calling in a moment. She just came on a Facebook Live with us, and she just said, because you're not having to digest food all the time. Wendy Curtis. I guess that's referring to what you just said. Jim found it.
The HGH skyrockets, increasing as much as fivefold. And, you know, if you're not familiar with HGH, that helps you with fat loss and muscle gain.
Yeah. I mean, it's the youth hormone.
Yeah.
Natural human growth hormone.
Right. It's the fountain of youth.
Definitely. Supposedly.
Yeah.
Your body heals while you sleep. So when you wake up, your body will continue to heal until you break your fast. That's what Wendy Curtis says. You know, so that makes, you know, and of course she'll check in with us more on that when they call in, but she's listening and watching us Facebook Live. Thank you, Wendy. We're looking forward to talking with you just here shortly. I just thought it was interesting. You know, the one that would be more interesting to me, Jim, is I like the 16-8 method, which 16 hours you fast and then you eat for 8 hours. And it's called the lean gains protocol. I like that idea. 16 hours fasting and then 8 hours eating.
Okay, so you'd have like,
eight hours of eating. What do you mean?
From,
like how often within the 8 hours?
Well, from 1 to 9, you know, you could have a couple of meals, you know, from 1 o'clock to 9 p.m.
The 16-8 method involves a daily fast of about 16 hours. Each day you restrict your eating to approximately an 8-hour window during which you fit in 2, 3, or more meals. So you have an 8-hour window where you eat. And then there's 16 hours where you don't eat.
Don't eat constantly for 8 hours.
Yeah, no.
You can squeeze 2 or 3 meals in there. Just graze. Keep on grazing.
No, just keep on packing in. You won't need to eat for 16 hours because you ate for 16 hours.
Right. Yeah, you'll be full. Yeah. But, I think because if you didn't eat from 8 p.m., if you just
skip breakfast and have lunch at say 1 o'clock, then from 1 o'clock
then
to 9 o'clock, you could have your meals.
Have a snack,
but I'd be interested to hear about their energy level because you know if you don't have any fuel in your system and you don't live, if you're not doing anything for those 16 hours that requires exertion, well, that makes it easier. But I would think you need some fuel in the tank so you can actually have the energy.
Well, I mean, I would do it. I would do it at night while I'm sleeping.
I would hope that my body would look to my fat reserves to get that energy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Start eating that fat.
Out of the roof energy, Wendy says. She says when you do that 16-8, you have out of the roof energy. See, if I would do the 16-8, I would do start at 8 o'clock at night. And then go till
start fasting
and then go till 8 o'clock the next morning. I would skip breakfast and then not eat my first meal till lunch. I could do that. Now I would have to get used to not eating breakfast again.
You would actually be fasting from 8 p.m. until noon the next day.
Well, you can still have a breakfast type meal. You know,
I could eat my breakfast at lunch. I typically do that anyway. Eat my breakfast at lunch because I don't get up till then.
You've already been doing it. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Except I eat a lot at night. I'd have to quit eating after 8 o'clock. I like to snack after 8 o'clock. So that's my problem. Teresa White, how are you? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, sis.
Yeah. So glad you could join your brother and I. How about that? So. Yeah, that's 16. And then there's a 5-2, Amy. It involves eating 5 days of the week and then restricting your calories to 500 to 600 for 2 days of the week.
Non-consecutive on those 2 days.
Yeah, non-consecutive. And the diet is also called the fast diet, but it's called the 5-2. So you eat 5 days and then you fast 2 days, or not fast, you have low calories those 2 days.
500 to 600 calories. That's very low.
I mean, looking at the individual, I mean, whether they have some kind of, you know, if you're a larger person, you need I would think you'd need more calories. So you just don't, you know, major blood sugar level drops. And
From what I've read, this is not so much about what you eat. It's about when you eat. And as long as you don't, you know, just intentionally gorge yourself during those 8 hours or whatever the eating period is. But, yeah, it's more about when you eat than what you eat.
And then there was a eat and stop or Eat, Stop, Eat. It's a 24-hour fast once or twice a week. You eat, stop, eat is an intermittent fasting program with one or two 24-hour fast per week.
So after dinner or supper, depending on what you call it, after supper, you wouldn't eat again until supper the next day, 24 hours later.
I don't know if I'd like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they say that some of these methods are easier than others, and, you know, we can talk later about which ones are probably best for beginners. But, yeah, that might be one that you need to build up to.
Like any of them, it's like, what are your goals? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to build muscle? Are you trying to lose weight? What's the main goal? So that's also what you need to kind of keep in mind.
I don't think bodybuilders are going to eat like this. But if you're just looking for weight loss, if you're, you know, I don't know, maybe if you're a bodybuilder, if you're a bikini girl, I don't know, you might could do this diet. Then there's an alternate day fasting. That one was kind of interesting, Jim.
And that might be a tough one, too. You need to work up to eating every other day, right?
Yeah, alternate day fasting involves fasting about every other day, either by not eating anything or only by eating a few hundred calories.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give credit to Chris Gunners on Healthline.com, and that's where I got a lot of my information. And according to Chris Gunners, many people find the 16-8 method the simplest and the easiest to stick to. And
primarily because you can do, like Maria was saying, she's going to do most of it while she's sleeping.
Yeah, much of your fasting is done while you're asleep. And then you get that 8-hour period, say 12 noon to 8 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yeah, eat two or three meals. And then just, you know, start fasting again after that last meal at, you know, supper.
But now I like this number five on the warrior diet. This, I could probably do this one too, Amy. You eat small amounts of fruits and vegetables during the day. And then you just eat one huge meal at night. You know, I probably could do that one, too. But, you know, it says, you know, because I don't like to eat big during the day. That makes me feel heavy. It makes me feel sluggish. I like to just kind of eat a little bit here and there. And so I might do the warrior diet, Jim.
Probably. Yeah.
I wonder about that one, though, because then your body is putting more energy into digestion during the night, which also could wake you up in the middle of the night having to deal with that, if you follow what I'm saying.
Right.
And not so much emphasis on the recovery aspect of have you broken your body down during the day.
That might be better for people that work the night shift then.
Yeah, I thought about that, Jim.
Yeah, so when you're more active. Yeah, you've got to take into account your lifestyle, when you're most active, all those different things, and then what goal you're trying to accomplish.
I think you're right, Amy. I mean, that's absolutely true. You know, I don't know if it's for everybody, but the last one was the spontaneous meal skipping. And this one was kind of random to me, but you just do your IF skipping meals.
Basically, there doesn't have to be a scientific method. Just when you are able to and are comfortable with fasting, go ahead and do it.
Right.
And, you know, if it's not quite as, you know, structured as some of the others, you know, you'll still get some of the benefits. I think that's the point.
Yeah. I said is random. It's, you know, if you don't feel, sometimes I don't feel hungry, even though a certain time, it's lunchtime or dinner time. So just don't eat then. They're saying just don't eat then. You know, only eat when you're hungry and skip the meals that you are not hungry for. So, hey, Mandy Roberts, I see you there. The 24-hour fasting is not hard, and you are really not that hungry after the 24-hour fast. Huh. Okay. Thanks for joining us. We're looking forward to Josh's little get together for his birthday, my stepson. And so looking forward to that after the show tonight.
A lot of birthdays in our family lately.
A lot of birthdays in the summertime.
For real.
During the summertime. Well, you know, I guess it's to each his own, Amy, correct? And you got to figure out what works for you.
Give it a whirl, see how your body responds, if it works for you.
Do something. Do something.
Yeah.
To stay fit and healthy.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well,
right. Final words, Amy.
Well, I look forward to hearing more from them and seeing and learning more from their perspective and the successes that they experienced from it.
Well,
sounds exciting.
Well, thank you. And we'll be hearing more from Wendy and Kevin, and we'll find out their great experience that they had with the weight loss. Family of four, they are a real fun family, and we're looking forward to going up to their area and doing a photo shoot with them because they're going to be part of our Fit Talk calendar. So, well, Amy, thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll look forward to hearing from you next.
I'm so glad you're back.
We're glad to be back. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Sutter Girl.
All right.
Hi, y'all.
We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with the Curtises, Wendy and Kevin from Dalton, Georgia, the family that's lost 340 pounds. All right, we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscapes and work towards achieving your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And hello, Tucker. Thank you for joining us. Tucker, we're looking forward to seeing you down here in South Georgia all the way from Gulf Shores, Alabama soon, very soon. We've got a caller on the line, and I believe it is Wendy and Kevin Curtis.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, hello there, Wendy. How are you? Thank you for joining us Facebook Live earlier, and thank you and Kevin for calling and being our guest tonight.
Fantastic. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, sorry it took so long to get you back here on the air with us, but Jim and I, you know, been sick and had some things going on here with the COVID thing, but all that's good. And but y'all look, I've been keeping with y'all on Facebook, and y'all look like y'all are just having a blast. I saw you doing that bungee fitness, and y'all flying in the air, you and the other girl, and I thought that was amazing.
We always have fun. It's nothing else. You know, God's timing's always perfect, so We're all about fun.
I can't wait till we come to Dalton. You got to teach me how to get on one of those bungee things.
I did not see them doing that, but you know, we saw the equipment when we were up there at the
gym.
You
should have seen them doing that.
And just listening to it and seeing the equipment, it looks like something that would be fun.
It did. It absolutely did. Did look like fun. But I mean, you should have seen Wendy doing it. Her and this girl were doing it, and Wendy was up higher than her, and then she was pushing off of a stage kind of thing. And I mean, it's really cool. It might make me sick to do that though with my head. You know, I don't know. But listen, Wendy, y'all's story is just incredible. Y'all were also a whole family on a game show. That's going to be coming up in November, right? Can I say the name?
Yes, they're going to air between November and February.
Okay, can I say the name of the game show?
Yeah.
Okay. They are the Curtis family are going to be featured on Family Feud with Steve Harvey. How was he? Tell us that. How was Steve Harvey?
Oh, my gosh. The way you see him on TV, he is 10 times better. He is the most nicest, most humble person you ever meet. He is the only talk show host that I know that stays out there. He actually stays and talks to the audience and jokes around with you. He makes you feel super comfortable. I'm sure I've embarrassed my whole town being on there. We're going to have some YouTube moments for sure. But we had the greatest time.
Well, for y'all to be on the show, you lost 340 pounds. Y'all are all athletic. I mean, what y'all have accomplished is just nothing short of a miracle. And now Kevin will be competing in the NPC Southern Muscle Showdown September the 5th. Isn't that right?
Yes. He is so excited. It has been, God has just really put some amazing things in our path. That's what I even posted today. You know, I never imagined that this would be my life. I never imagined I would have this great of a life and that we get to do what we do. So not only have we lost 340 pounds, we've helped over 100 people lose weight. In the past 3 years, at first, we kind of wasn't sure exactly all the tips and tricks that we have now, but now we're able to help people and pinpoint things and just, God just has given us this God-given ability to help people, and it has been absolutely amazing. It gives you a lot of freedom in life, and you know, you can kind of choose what you want to do and how you want to do it. And, we actually have superfoods that actually, if we would have had these superfoods, we would have lost the weight a lot quicker. My skin would have tightened up quicker, but, you know, God puts everything at the perfect timing.
Well, we want to thank you for sending us one of your superfoods.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, I take that every day. I love it. I even let my sister try some, and she said it gives me energy. I don't have to take a pre-workout anymore before my workout. I don't know what's all in that. I know the kaya berry. I meant to bring the package to hold it up. But we're going to start ordering that because that it was, and you sent it to us because we were sick with COVID and you said, Maria, this will help y'all. And we didn't get it until a little bit later. We were already on them, but I'm telling you, I simply love that. I don't know what it's doing, but I believe that it's helping me and I really, really like it. And we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for sending it to us.
You are so welcome. It supports healing of your immune system, your nervous system, your endocrine system, and your pineal gland. It's got zeolite in there, so it's going to bind any kind of toxin or metal and pull it out. My mom's dog actually drank antifreeze, and it pulled the vet. Can't believe it, but it saved my mom's dog's life.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I knew you sent me that. You said that it takes the heavy metals out of your body. But I just feel energized by it. I don't know exactly what it is. Tell the listening audience what superfood it is. What they call that you sent us.
It's limousine, but it's a superfood. It's just a whole food. They take 40 pounds of each ingredient and they concentrate it down into 1 pound. So it's just super concentrated. Our bodies aren't used to getting whole food. So when you put whole food in your body, your body basically just heals itself. You know, it's got the stuff from the blue zones of the earth where people live longer. It's like it's got quinoa in it. It's got acai berries. It's got all the stuff from the sea in it that's going to help
the
your body.
The seaweeds. Yeah, it has got a lot of the seaweed stuff. Yeah, I was just amazed. Well, I know y'all started this journey. Just paraphrase what you first went through and what happened, and then because we didn't get to the end of your story last time.
Well, basically, God gave Kevin a fasting plan. Kevin went first, started the journey. I jumped on. It took us about almost a year. It took me 9 months. I lost 115 pounds. And I was left with some loose skin. And our company that we were working for was taking money from us. And so we weren't really sure how we were going to make ends meet and provide for the family. And somebody tagged me in a bungee post. And that's how bungee came along. So we jumped on the bungee train and we started doing bungee and Inferno. Inferno is something that Kevin made up for me to lose my weight. We did it 3 days a week here at the house. It's really quick. It's just a 20-minute workout and burned fat. It was amazing. It did amazing things for us. And we were burning the candle at both ends and we were absolutely falling out. I was doing about 12 bungee classes a week. And that's how we got introduced to our superfood. And I was very against taking anything. I knew that, and, you know, that's the way fasting does. Fasting heals the body. It resets your metabolism. It resets everything going on in your body. And God designed our bodies to heal themselves, so I was completely against taking anything. And so when they brought these superfoods to us, I was like, no, 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 we're not going to do this. And Kevin was looking at me. He was like, Wendy, I'm telling you, this is going to help you. Because I was coming home, and I was absolutely falling out. At this point, I was down 94 pounds, and I had some loose skin around my arms and on my face. Because, you know, I lost the whole face.
Right.
And I was coming home, and I was just falling out. I was too tired to eat. Kevin had to pick me up and carry me to bed because I was just so tired in that time. And because the bungee actually cleans out your lymph nodes and your visceral fat, so it's hard on the body sometimes. And so he was like, can you just try it as a meal replacement? And so I tried it as a meal replacement, and within a week, I added 3 more classes to my schedule and absolutely changed our life.
Wow.
So that's where it all kind of started. That was the begin. That was the end of the beginning for a new chapter for us.
Yeah. And I was going to add on to what Jim was talking about earlier with HGH. The fasting is fantastic for that. The body just tends to be able to focus on doing other things when it's not having to digest. And, you know, fasting is really great for people who struggle to meal prep, struggle to stay on diet, the yo-yo type, or to say dieter, or somebody that struggles to, pull away from eating certain foods and stuff.
Kevin, stop just a minute. Are y'all on speakerphone?
No, we're on a headset.
Okay.
We're able to hear and understand Wendy real clearly, but not Kevin.
Not you, Kevin. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not sure why.
Can you hear me okay?
That's a little better. Yeah.
That's a little better. Okay, yeah.
We may have been too far.
That's better. Thank you, Kevin. Go ahead.
Thank you.
No, I was just going to add on to what Jim said earlier about the HGH. Fasting actually does definitely do that. But it's because your body's not having to digest or focus on trying to digest food all the time. You actually focuses on doing some other things in the body. And I tell you, fasting's really great for those who struggle to keep up a diet.
Or stick to a meal plan. Or you're like me. I've tried every single diet under the sun, and they all work for 25 or 30 pounds, and then I would gain it all back plus more.
Uh-oh,
so with fasting, your body kind of never catches on. Your body doesn't adapt to what you're doing.
That makes sense. And you can't stay on a diet your whole life.
Yeah, so it's sustainable. It was something completely different. It's sustainable. And it was something that we periodically did. Obviously, it wasn't something we did every single day. But it gave us, we had what we called freedom days, and those were days that were centered around our family fun or our family activities. And on those days, we literally took off from fasting. We just enjoyed, didn't focus on dieting, didn't do nothing. We just focused on hanging out with our family and didn't restrict. So I think to sum it all up, I would say the biggest thing that we've seen others and what we found that God gave us was freedom. And, of course, if you were listening to the last one, Wendy and I were set free of, drinking alcohol as well. We were pretty on a pretty bad road. So, the fasting for us spiritual-wise You know, Matthew 4:4, man doesn't live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So I guess during that time when I was fasting, I'm eating on some spiritual food by getting that word in my body.
And the end goal is, you know, you listen to your body. When you're hungry, you'll eat. And when you're not, and, you know, for those people that, you know, it gives you the freedom to eat bad if you want to, but that's a choice. Not everybody wants to eat bad. If you want to eat healthy, you can do the 12:12. You know, if you want to eat really bad, you can do the 16:8 and take your 2 days off. Or you can do 3 16:8s and 1 20-hour. Or if you, you know, need to tighten your skin, you can put in 1 24-hour fast every 2 weeks and take an extra day off. Now, there's so many different things that you can do to target your body and do what's best for your body.
Now, Wendy, I know you and Kevin.
If you're diabetic, you can't do it.
Right. I know you and Kevin teach people how to do this type of intermittent fasting, correct?
Uh-huh.
So if they wanted to get in, if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, how to learn more about intermittent fasting or the superfoods, how can they find y'all?
You can look me up on Facebook under Wendy Whaley Curtis, or you can send me a text. My number is 706-671-4065.
All right, Wendy Whaley Curtis on Facebook, if you're interested. But and I'm going to talk to you more when I see y'all soon, because we're going to be coming to Dalton to do a photo shoot. And I'm going to do the bungee thing, too, because we're going to go to the gym and take some pictures. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think this is just going to give people, you know, an opportunity to see a family that has done this. And, you know, a lot of people might have a lot of questions, so they might be reaching out to you and Kevin. Well, Kevin, I've got a question for you. Now, you are competing, and you're getting ready to do men's physique. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How was this intermittent fasting with your meal prep and all for the show?
It actually, coach that I have, he actually had me take off of doing that, where
okay.
I would go more to a 6 meal per day. That was the hardest thing for me, was to eat very first thing in the morning.
Right.
I used to be a breakfast eater, but now I'm not.
And then eat again about 3 hours later, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I tell you, the greatest thing that it has helped me do is it helped sustain me through the discipline part. Like, I'm okay. It's like if I can go long term or long hours without food, then I can also, you know, go without the cravings and stuff like that. So to me, it's actually helped me.
That makes sense. That makes sense that you were not bothered so much by, you know, the low carbs, for example. Because, you know, not only have you gone without carbs, you've gone without food for, you know, 16 yeah. hours or more at a time, 24 hours at a time, right?
Absolutely.
So it helps you with the discipline.
Too, it helped me be at a place where I was already lean to be, you know, 12 weeks out. And I'll have to send you guys my updated picture from when I started back.
Oh, please do. Post it. I only had the one or saw the one, but, I mean, you were looking pretty good on that one, the picture that I had, you know, so I can just imagine.
Yeah, at 42, he shouldn't look like that. I mean, and now you should, his coach won't let us post his photo now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I will send you the picture of what he looks like.
Yeah, send
now.
It to me, because me and Jim, well, of course, we'll see y'all that weekend, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's common with coaches and competitors. You know, if you're playing football, you don't want the opposition to see your playbook.
Yeah.
So with a competition like this, with a competition like this, you know, you don't want your competition to see your strengths and weaknesses and such. So.
Well, you are already looking good.
Thank you. I will say the thing that probably has helped me the most is combining the superfoods along with the fasting, but the superfoods are the greatest thing on the planet. Like, I have never seen anything that has been able to keep me at a low-calorie deficit and my strength going through the roof. I've been told that shouldn't be happening. My energy levels are still through the roof, you know, on low carb, and I cannot ever seem like I can wear a body part out fast or enough where I can't hit it again. I mean, I'm hitting chest and back and legs 3 times a week right now. That's how much these superfoods are helping along with my body combined with what we are already currently doing. So to be 8 weeks out, I've got 3 weeks left, and my coach is very, very pleased with where I'm at. And a lot of it, I have to give credit definitely to the superfoods and then intermittent fasting from where it gave me a great base to get here where I'm even could consider doing this at 42.
Well, I mean, and not only you and Wendy have lost a lot of weight, but your two sons as well. And one of your sons is the one who really, Colby, got y'all interested in doing this. And got you started.
Didn't he come to you and say, hey, I'm tired of the kids picking on me at school for being heavy?
He did. He did. And that's really what got to me and what made me have a heart change and really want to dig deep down inside and help him. Because it was awful hearing your kid come home telling what a loser he is and, you know, how he didn't believe in himself, people making fun of him on a daily basis. But yeah, he came to me and said, hey, Dad, I need you to be consistent with me and really help me. Mm-hmm. And that's it all.
Well, what a
success. That's all I needed to hear.
What a success story.
Yeah, Marina, I'm going to send you a picture of Colby, too. You're going to be blown away at what he looks like now.
I'm excited because we're fixing to film him. Colby's going to be on our calendar as well as Kevin. And Colby is such a handsome guy and a great martial artist.
And we're so happy for him that he's gone from that place in his life where, you know, he was being bullied, you know, because of the way he looked and because of his weight. And now here he is. He's an athlete, a very good athlete and a good looking kid who's going to be one of the models on the fitness calendar.
So we're very excited for him and for you, too, Kevin.
Thank you.
I'm excited for them, too. It's exciting to see them, you know, shine because they're both so shy and so modest. So I'm excited for both of them to be able to break out of their shell a little bit.
Well, listen, you should be. I know as a mother of all boys myself, and we have one daughter, but she's older, and I didn't raise her. But, you know, I was just surrounded by men, you know, in my life, in my whole life. I've picked up dirty shoes and dirty socks and jeans and T-shirts off the floor my whole life. And so we get excited, don't we, Wendy, about those men doing good in our life, especially our sons. So,
oh, yeah.
So I definitely get that. Well, we just think y'all are just a super family. And if you want to get in touch with Kevin or Wendy and have any questions for them, you can reach out to Wendy Wiley Curtis on Facebook. Wendy, you want to tell us your phone number one more time for us, please?
Yes. It's 706-671-4065. And we'll be happy to help. That's what we do.
And
we don't charge.
Your superfoods.
God give us a plan, so we want to share it with everybody that wants to better their life.
And tell us the name of your superfood company.
Kevin?
I think.
Okay, it's
Inovate. Say it again.
It's Inovate, Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith.
Okay.
It's Latin for a new you.
All right, so if they want to find out any information about that, how can they find out information about the superfood?
They can text me, or I'll actually put the link in the comments on the page here.
Okay.
You can go to UFO.Inovite, ANOVITE.com.
All right.
And check that out. Or if they have any questions, I'll be happy to help and answer. And, you know, if you got issues going on, I can kind of direct you what would be the best superfood for you. If you want to put a lean layer of muscle on your body, if you have aches and pains in joints, if you need to lose weight, if you need to balance your hormones out, you know, let me, or you can even text me your issue and I can text you some information.
All,
you know,
of the above.
Lots of people have a hormonal imbalance. And, you know, sometimes women who can't lose that last 10 or 15 pounds, it's not anything to do with you. It's a hormonal imbalance. So when you fix those hormones, your body will kind of fix itself. So we have something for that as well.
I've been trying to fix these hormones for how many years, Jim?
As long as I've known you.
Be quiet, Jim. That's kind of, I hate to have to hit you on when people can see me.
It will help with that. Like if you're having if you're going through the change of life, or ladies that have that time of month where you're a fire-breathing dragon, it'll definitely help with that. And men, you have those moods too, and we can fix those. You know, men start getting those man boobs as they get older, and us women have to start plucking and waxing.
Yes.
We can take care of that.
Well, good. Hey, I am going to call you for real, Wendy, and we're going to talk about some of this stuff for me personally. Sherry Ziegler, I am so glad to see you watching us. It's so good to see you and that beautiful family you've got over there in Texas and that beautiful little grandson. So, Sherry, good to see you, and thanks for joining us today on Facebook Live. Well, Wendy, you know, we're just excited. We can't wait to come and see y'all on the 25th. And, Kevin, you know, just we just wish you the best of luck. You've worked hard. You
deserve good luck.
You deserve this opportunity, and so glad it's going to be right there in your backyard. That Steve and Rachel Payne have brought the Southern Muscle Showdown to Dalton. And we just look forward to it and can't wait to do Colby and Kevin's a photo shoot coming up soon. I'll be calling you to tell you a little bit about that, too. I'll call you over the weekend, Wendy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us today on Fit Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Well, what a great family. I just love those people. I mean, they just got a lot on the ball. They just got so many things going on. We had some people calling earlier. If you want to call back, please do. We've got just a few minutes left on the air. When we have a caller on the air, we can only accept one call.
We can only have one caller at a time, unfortunately, in this little studio.
One caller at a time. So if you were calling earlier and we couldn't answer, we apologize, but we can only have one caller at the time. So maybe they'll call back here in just a minute. But, you know, I think there's something to this IF gym, and I'm going to talk to Wendy about it.
Right. And it's interesting to me that, you know, because it's what it is, you know, it's not so much about what you eat as it is when you eat.
Uh-huh.
Most people who do this don't even refer to it as a diet.
Right.
It's an eating pattern.
Right, right. Yeah. And so, I think that's why I like it. It appeals to me because
you eat what you want.
I eat what I want, right, right. I guess since I've been hormonal, you know, and in menopause, you know, my body wants to eat certain things. I don't want to just, you know, I want to eat what I want to eat. I don't have to eat a lot of it, but I just, you know, if I want a little bit of sugar, I want some sugar. If I want a little bit of whatever, I want to eat it. You know, I don't want to restrict myself from having or force myself not to eat it.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think that's been kind of interesting tonight. And I'm very, very happy for the Curtis family, and I can't wait to see them on Family Feud. That's going to be an interesting show, them on Family Feud, because it was a fitness show, a weight loss show, I think.
Okay.
Theme that Family Feud had. So, and what have we got coming up next week? Do we know yet?
Trying to remember where you're dragging me off to next.
I know that there's...
Of course, we know that we have more of the photo shoot coming up.
We got more of the photo shoot coming up.
This weekend, actually, right?
Right.
Right, okay.
One of them is coming up in Tifton, right.
And then next weekend, I'm trying to remember, is there another bodybuilding contest that we need to cover?
Just on the 25th, but we're having, because, you know, 9/11's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's a couple of, I know the base, maybe Air Force Base is having a big 5K and a big celebration coming up, this Saturday.
Good.
And then
here in Valdosta.
Then there's another one downtown Valdosta coming up. So there's two different runs coming up. So and all in honor of the 9/11, because, you know, that was a tragic time in our country. And we certainly want to remember those that lost their lives.
That sounds like an event that's worth supporting.
Yes. And I don't have the details about that, but I'll post the details about both of those runs. And I apologize about that.
Yeah, you post that, and maybe it's not too late for people to register if they want to take part in that.
No, it's not too late.
All right.
There's, like I said, there's one downtown, and then Vanessa Everett is putting the one together, or helping to put the one together with her base commander at the base. And she said that's going to be a very big celebration out there at Moody Air Force Base. So I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be here, but we need to. Maybe cover one of those events if we're going to be here. So on a Saturday,
good.
You'll have to get up at 5:30 on a Saturday to be there at 7:00.
Oh, I can do that.
You could do that.
You won't be able to get up at the crack of noon, though, on that day.
No.
I'm getting up, I'm getting you up.
Well, since I'm not working, you know, I just kind of...
Get up when you want to.
That's right. I surely do.
You're living the life. Must be nice.
I am living the life. My husband has allowed me to live the life that I've always dreamed I could live, you know, and just do what I want to and spend what I want to. And
yeah, just basking in the luxuriousness of lower middle class. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Something like that.
It's working for us.
It is. It's working for us. You're right. It is. Well, you know, the greatest report I can give you today is that my mother's coming home from the hospital tomorrow.
Amen. Amen.
And
we're
thankful
for that.
Facebook, all the friends and family. Jim, I mean, so over 200 people have posted and said something about my mother. I was so blessed by all of the great comments. It just really blessed my heart, and I know it blessed my family's heart, because, you know, when you're hurting like that, you really appreciate the prayers of the saints, absolutely, and then all the great comments and wishes, and you know, that just really blessed my heart.
I know it did, and mine as well.
Absolutely. So thank y'all, Facebook, for really reaching out to me and Jim, and we really, really do appreciate that. Well, I think it's almost a wrap here, and a great show tonight.
Yeah, I enjoyed learning about and hearing about intermittent fasting, you know, prior to researching this and talking with the Curtises and others, and I really wouldn't have considered this, but now...
You said you might consider it.
I'm a little intrigued, and I might even give it a try.
Absolutely. And, Mike, thank you for the great job you're doing for us here running our board. We really appreciate it. And thanks to Hayward Fowler and Fun Channel America for interviewing me and Jim. It was a great interview. We enjoyed it yesterday. And so if you want to hear more about our COVID experience and, you know, Hayward's going to post it right there on the Fun Channel, Fun Channel America. So thanks to Hayward for doing that.
Yeah, he's just a great guy. And always
really
enjoy
is.
Talking with him.
He really, really is. Well, I think it's a wrap. It's a great show tonight.
Well, let me remind everyone listening and watching to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA. Until next week. Bye-bye.